There are three major U.S. airlines that fly to London, United, American, and Delta. For the last 4 years, one low-cost carrier, Norwegian Air, has served to keep the fares those big three charge at a reasonable level. But Norwegian ended its flights to and from the U.S. earlier this year. A new guy in the block may take up the mantle for low transatlantic fares. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The new airline is only new when it comes to flying to Europe. It's JFK-based JetBlue, and it intends to spread its wings and begin flying between New York's JFK Airport and London's Heathrow on August 11th, and into Gatwick Airport beginning September 29th. The plan is to undercut the big boys with introductory coach fares from $5.99 round trip, and a bit less than $2,000 in its first-class cabin called Mint. A first-class ticket on Delta, United, or American can cost thousands more. And JetBlue says it'll begin London service from Boston next summer. This is all good news for travelers headed to London, a city that has plenty of low-cost carriers that will take you on to other European destinations. If you can get to JFK easily, JetBlue will likely save you a lot. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.